Good morning, everyone. Are you all doing well this morning? Good. Okay, great. So, if you were listening to the epistle lesson today, what was the title that the writer of Hebrews gave to Jesus? What was he called there? Does anyone remember? Was he called the high priest? Right? Did you hear that? Yeah. And before I talk about that, I just wanted to talk about sometimes you'll know some fathers, right? And then their sons will end up doing the same thing that their father does, right? They like to follow in their father's footsteps, that sort of thing, right? For instance, I have this I have a friend at the seminary where I go to school to become a pastor, you know, and he has 10 brothers and one sister. Okay. And so every single one of those brothers and him are all becoming pastors. And his dad was a pastor. And so you see that sort of thing happening, right? Their dad was a pastor, and then all 11 of those sons are following in the footsteps of their father. And so today we're going to learn about how Jesus is our high priest, but then we also end up following in his footsteps because we're forgiven, and now we are allowed to live a life of sacrifice and thanksgiving for God, for what Jesus has done for us on the cross. So do any of you know what priests do in the Old Testament? What would a priest do? What was their job? Yeah. Yes, they would work in the temple or the tabernacle, right, in the Old Testament, right? Does anyone else know what a priest might do when they were working in the temple? What would they do there? Go ahead. They would teach, right? They would teach about the coming Messiah and the forgiveness that they would have in him. And so priests would do three things, okay? So very important, the three things that priests do. They would teach, right, specifically about the forgiveness of sins. And the second thing they would do is they would intercess. You know what that means? No. That means pray. It means to pray for someone. So, and then the last thing that they would do is they would make sacrifices. So, the priest would get sacrifices from the people, lambs, goats, doves, anything like that, and they would make sacrifice for the sins of the people. And all of those sacrifices were looking forward to Jesus' sacrifice. Okay? And so Jesus came, and Jesus is our, what did I say he was? Our high priest, right? Yeah. And so, Jesus does those things that a priest does. He teaches, right? What is the most important thing that Jesus teaches us? Yeah. Yeah, that we are forgiven through his sacrifice, right? That's the most important. Remember when Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life," right? Jesus teaches us about the forgiveness that he gives us. And so second thing Jesus does, what was the next thing that a priest did? He teaches, he prays, right? So Jesus, it says right now that Jesus is at the right hand of God the Father, intercessing for us, because he never stops caring for us and loving us. And then the third thing that a priest does, do you remember what the third thing was? So prayer, teaching, and what was the last thing? Sacrifice, right? And so Jesus not only is the priest who makes sacrifice, but what is Jesus? The sacrifice, right? Yeah, and so remember when Jesus was coming down down to the Jordan River to be baptized by John the Baptist? And what did John the Baptist point and say? "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Right? Jesus is that sacrificial lamb. And so all of you get the benefits of all those things that Jesus did for us, right? He taught us where we have eternal life, right? He taught us that he comes to us in baptism. He comes to us when we hear his word, and he comes to your parents in the Lord's Supper, right, for forgiveness. And so now we get to live as priests. Okay, I want to read you a Bible verse from 1 Peter 2. So Jesus was our high priest, and now what? "But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy." And so Jesus was the sacrifice for you. And so now you guys are royal priests. Did you know that? No. And so what? So again, what were the three things that a priest does? Sacrifice, pray, and teach. Right? Okay, so let's think here. So now you are all priests because Jesus died for you. And now we're going to give thanks to God by being a priest. Right? Okay, so let's see the first thing. Teach. Have you guys ever talked to a friend about Jesus or anything like that? Ever had the chance to do that? Yeah. So you're being teachers of the gospel when you do that. So that you're fulfilling your duty as a priest right there. And so do you intercess and pray for people? Think of your bedtime prayers and things like that. Have you prayed for your grandparents, your mom, your dad, all those people that are special in your life, right? And we sometimes pray for them to not be sick anymore. Sometimes we pray that for their faith to be strengthened. All those things. We're acting as priests. And then what's the last thing? Sacrifice, right? So obviously we could never sacrifice for our sins, right? Only Jesus can do that. But we can sacrifice the things that we want for others. So has there ever been a time where you really wanted to do something, but you decided to let your friend or your brother or your sister do what they wanted to do instead? Anything like that? Yeah, so you're sacrificing what you want for the good of others. You're loving your brother, you're loving your sister, you're loving your parents, right? And so you guys are living out your lives as royal priests now that you have been redeemed by Christ. So you sort of have an idea of what it is to be a royal priest now? Yeah? Good. All right. Will you pray with me? Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for sending your Son Jesus to be our high priest, to teach us the way of eternal life, to intercess for us at your right hand, and to be the all-paying sacrifice for all of our sins. Now, Lord, as we go forth, help us to give you thanks. And send us your Holy Spirit to make us strong to be priests in our world. Help us to teach other people about the gospel, to pray for other people, and also to not do everything for ourselves, but rather do things for other people and love other people through in that way. All this we pray in your Son's name. Amen. All right, thanks for coming up, everybody.